Blog Talk Radio.
Miss Jennifer, are you there?
For God's blood.
Tell him about it, man.
Oh, the blood that saved me, the blood that raised me, the blood that healed me.
Yes. Listen.
Thank you for the blood.
The blood that saved my life.
And thank you for the lamb.
Thank you for the lamb.
Oh, the lamb that was sacrificed.
Everyone, you're listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Miss Jean Tidwell.
Jennifer Baxter.
Miss Jennifer Baxter, I apologize.
Okay.
Miss Baxter
yes.
will be talking about her son, Mr. Teron Evans Jr., who she believed was murdered. She's a leader of Black Lives Matter, among other organizations, police brutality and police abuse and brutality. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. I've interviewed you before, but we're going to start give a brief recap of why you believe your son was murdered, your time with Black Lives Matter, and I'd like you to tell people if you're still involved with Black Lives Matter.
At this point, I'm always going to be involved with Black Lives Matter, Boston, New York. That's, you know, it's always going to be part of me.
All right. I've connected you, Mr. Hawk Newsom, of Black Lives Matter in New York. Do you have a reach back out to you?
We spoke and haven't heard anything else yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the way it's been with most people.
Most people?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So tell the listening audience, start from the beginning. Recap it briefly.
Okay, so I organized and led Black Lives Matter Potsdam, New York in June 2020. At that time, I became vocal about the unsolved, open and ongoing murder case of a little boy named Garrett Phillips and the framing of a black man named Nick Hillary. My son, Teron Evans Jr., moved to Potsdam just a couple weeks after I started Black Lives Matter, and he protested with me from the time he got there. He met a woman in September 2020 that he started dating. In October 2020, he told me that he and this woman broke up, and in his words, she's crazy, and she told me she was going to kill me. And also October 2020, I sat down and met with the district attorney of St. Lawrence County, requesting him to refer the unsolved murder of Garrett Phillips to the Attorney General of New York State. He said that he would run it by his chief ADA. On January 8, 2021, my son, Teron Evans Jr., was found dead in the home of his girlfriend's house, whom I later found out is a police informant. I put in my FOIL request, and I've been denied the supposed suicide note, body cam videos, statements, reports, 911 calls, pretty much everything. So at this point, I'm trying to request the same district attorney of St. Lawrence County to refer Teron's case to the attorney general to be to be investigated. He's not responding back to me at all. And I know that many, many other people have also contacted him, along with the New York State governor, requesting both of them to refer Teron's case to the attorney general to be investigated. Nothing has been done yet.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So when you started Black Lives Matter and post down New York, the black man, was he released from prison? How long had he been there if he has been released?
Well, he was not arrested in regards to the murder of Garrett Phillips. He was arrested because he went to his bank where Garrett's mother had been transferred to, where he had been doing banking for years. And Garrett's mother had been transferred to that bank unknown to Mr. Hillary. And he was arrested for that reason, because he visited the bank. He, you know, obviously banked that and was unaware that Miss Simon, Garrett's mother, was there working that day. And he was arrested that day because of that.
Because she called the police on him.
What's that? Yeah.
She called the police on him. Okay.
Yeah.
How many times did he serve?
I believe it was just a couple of months.
Okay.
I actually bailed out by a pretty prominent woman. I think she was an actress. But he was found not guilty in the end by the judge, because he chose a bench trial instead of jury, because it was obvious that the district attorney at that time had a friend on the jury, and also there was a member of the jury who was a friend of the Phillips family. So Mr. Hillary chose a bench trial.
Did he date this woman? And was she Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay, she's a white lady, okay.
Yes, as well as the woman that my son was seeing too.
Okay. So never got copies of the 911 call or any of that. Tell me what the photo showed in the video footage you did receive. What did it show?
So there were five responding officers, but I only received one body cam video, which was redacted from almost an hour down to 2 minutes and 36 seconds. So that video showed pretty much that Teron's body was placed on the bed. It does show that there's a difference between that video and sheriff's photos, where things have been moved. It shows that the girlfriend and her son pretty much looks like everything is staged and it's an act.
Okay. Is there a pillow near him? Because I saw a pillow.
Yes. There's three pillows. There's a pillow on, you know, each side of the bed, up at the head. And there's also a third pillow in between this woman, Crystal, and my son. And it took me a long time to actually notice that pillow there. But I believe that's probably how my son... life was ended there.
Well, I saw the video on the other show that got 66,000 views on YouTube. You know, it looked like your son had been screaming.
Had been what?
Screaming. The mouth.
Right.
There's no vomit or anything from ODing on pills.
Right, yeah, there was no crying as far as there was no residue in or around his mouth, nothing in his stomach, and no signs of throwing up, urination, or anything like that. So it definitely, in the medical records, along with the autopsy and toxicology, they all contradict each other.
Okay. How did he OD on Wellbutrin, which is antipsychotic medication, if he did not have any pills in his system?
And that's the thing. The toxicology report says a potentially lethal dose. The autopsy said he died from a lethal dose. Of
Wellbutrin. Okay. So why weren't there pills in his stomach? Why wasn't there chemicals? Why? If it was overdose, if he killed himself?
Right.
That's a good question.
It is.
So you believe your son was murdered?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Do you know why? Do you have a theory?
I believe that it was to silence me from continuing to seek justice for Garrett Phillips and Nick Hillary. Like I said, that case is unsolved, open, and ongoing. And in this year, I believe it's 11 years. And they don't want that case solved because it most likely involves Garrett's mother's other ex-boyfriend, who is a deputy sheriff named John Jones. John Jones also showed up at the scene of my son's death, even though I had been calling him out prior to my son's death. And when I asked the sheriff's detective, about John Jones, he pretty much ended the meeting and let us know it was time for us to go and slam the door behind us.
Do you believe there's racism involved? Do you believe there's racism involved in son's murder because he's with a white woman and because other black men have been with a white woman?
Definitely, definitely. And not only the obvious, you know, but this woman threw a memorial for my son on the same day that I was burying him 3 hours away in his hometown. And she invited no friends or family of his. On that memorial, there is a poop emoji and a gorilla. Those, they are very racist figures that are on a black man's memorial.
Why would she have such a photo?
You have been with your son
and considered not a racist. Do you have any idea?
I have no idea, except the fact that she lured my son in for law enforcement, for whoever, and my son ended up dead. And they're hiding everything that I'm entitled to. If you committed suicide, there's no reason to hide everything, anything at all.
So how long had your son been diagnosed with depression or mental illness of some sort?
I was unaware of Teron being diagnosed with depression or even being on medication. So that was something new to me.
How long had you been diagnosed with it, and how long had you been on medication? Do you know?
No, I don't. Nope.
So
I found out all this after he passed away.
Are there doctor notes, doctor medical records?
As far as from the hospital?
Yeah, from a psychiatrist, a doctor, MD?
No, I haven't gotten anything from the psychiatrist yet. I can't even get an answer or a call back from him.
So you really did see a psychiatrist?
I called the number on the bottle of pills that they took pictures of, and that's the person I'm not getting a response from. And he's supposedly the same psychiatrist that prescribed Teron's girlfriend her pills too. So I don't know. I just know that I've been trying to get in touch with him since January last year, and
I don't believe the son had a psychiatric illness either.
What's that?
I don't believe he's depressed.
Right.
I don't believe that. How old was your son?
He was 26.
He was 26, so young.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. I just found out because I had been forwarded a post that this woman Crystal had made on Facebook on February 26th, which would have been 2 days after Teron's 27th birthday, stating that she was in a relationship with someone. Excuse me. And that person had also posted something, but on his, people commented, and somebody said something like, "I hope she's treating you good." And he said, "So that means it would have been around a week after Teron's death." Anyways, I was able to get in touch with a family member. I didn't know she was a family member, but she said she was, of this man, and he told her that the only reason that Crystal came to him 2 weeks after Teron's death for protection to make people leave her alone in regards to them coming after her about Teron up there. So if you didn't do anything, you have nothing to hide, why do you need to have people protect you?
A police inform. Okay. All right. So what's happening now?
What's that?
What's happening now? Do you have a GoFundMe?
Yes, I do have a GoFundMe. Yeah, they can look on my Facebook page, my Twitter page. I have two Twitter pages. One Twitter page, two TikTok pages. Also, I just want to let everybody know that from the case of Garrett Phillips, Nick Hillary had a civil rights lawsuit, and that just went to court in June this year, and the jury found in favor of the Potsdam police. So they're getting away with all this stuff over and over and over with many people.
It sounds like there are a lot of racist police officers and people in New York.
Yes.
In the North.
Yes.
I'm in the South.
Yes. Definitely. And the problem is being ignored, you know. The officials, the governor and the attorney general, in my opinion, if my son's death had been recorded and put out for the world to see, they would have done something. But because that's not the way it happens, and it happens more like that than those who the world gets to see, unfortunately, being killed. There's less of it. So for those who are not recorded or people aren't willing to stand up and speak the truth, basically they're all just shoved under the rug completely, you know. So it's taking for people to contact the St. Lawrence County District Attorney and the New York State Governor and request them to refer Teron's case to the Attorney General to be investigated, and also directly contacting the Attorney General to have her investigate Teron's case. That's where I'm at now, along with, you know, still trying to get some help from, you know, organizations or somebody, lawyers, investigators, you know, that will actually investigate. I'm being told that what I need to do right now is get my son's body exhumed and get another autopsy.
How much have you been raised to go fund me to get his body exhumed?
I believe it's about $5,000 now. And that's for lawyers and investigators. That wasn't even for to get him exhumed. People in the, you know, in the past month, 2 months have been saying, you know, you just got to get his body exhumed. That's what's going to really, you know, determine if there is a cover-up or not, you know, if, you know, what they said the first time is true or not. So.
Friday, I'll donate.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Friday, I will donate to your GoFundMe.
Okay. Hold on, let me look it up.
Just text it to me.
Okay, yeah. I'll text that to you and my social media accounts. Because I have Linktree, so that has a lot of stuff on it too, and that's on my TikTok accounts.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Angela.
You're welcome. It may not be a whole lot, but I will donate. It's no more than $25.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. None of the attorneys I'll put you in contact with you. I hate to ask this on the radio show, this podcast, but none of them did anything?
No, nothing's been done. Nothing's been done. I've sent information to people and stuff and haven't heard back from people. Still waiting to hear back from a man from the NAACP. But as far as, I mean, nothing. Nothing's been done. Nobody has said, we are investigating, Jennifer. You know, nothing.
What about the gentleman in Tallahassee?
Yeah, I never got a response back from her.
Him?
I was a lawyer.
It was a lawyer and another gentleman from Reverend Al Sharpton's organization.
Yeah, he's the one I'm waiting to hear back from, because we actually just, we talk every now and then pretty, you know, sometimes we, so, yeah, that other lady, I thought she was Tallahassee too, but
she was.
She never responded back at all.
Okay. So, she may not have a license in New York.
What's that?
She may not have a license in New York.
Yeah, that's understandable. And I prefer, actually, people not from New York. Because this case goes so deep that there are so many people that are aware of the case I was actually out there protesting for, you know, along with everything else. And a lot of people just don't want to deal with that because it was so much then. I mean, it was so bad to where reporters quit their jobs or retired and stuff to get out of that area, you know, because they were having death threats and stuff. So just a lot of people in New York State that are afraid to even touch my son's case because it goes so deep.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So okay. I'll text you and then we'll have another attorney. That's all I can do. I'm and advise you to call Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yeah, I do. I'm constantly emailing everybody, telling them all.
Vice President of the Tallahassee chapter.
Right.
And maybe he can put you in touch with the head organization.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
On the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Burt, please text me that information about your GoFundMe, and I'll be glad to put it in the link of the interview and ask people to donate.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day. All right, everyone. You've been listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler. As you heard, a concerned mother, a mother that's been through a lot. Miss Baxter has been through a lot. Her son, she believes, was murdered. Mr. Teron Evans Jr. in Post, New York. She'll always be a member of Black Lives Matter, but she's not able to get any help. I've referred her to people, and there's been little to no action. She has a GoFundMe page, which I will be posting in the interview, in the captions, in the bio, for you all to donate. The mother needs all the help she can. Miss Jennifer needs all the help she can get. I've sent this interview to the interview that was on YouTube, not my own, not my first interview, to Mr. Rashad Ritchie. He has the number one show on the internet, talk show, television show. I've sent it to him because he's good about helping people. I sent the interview on YouTube that she sent to me. I'm doing what I can. My contacts aren't doing a whole lot. So, anybody can donate. Are you hear this interview and know of an attorney, contact me. AngelaButlershow@gmail.com. As you heard, reporters are quitting and moving because they get death threats. So this is an obvious cover-up. Apparently, Mr. Benjamin Crump won't touch this case. So, all right, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk with Angela Butler. Sending this interview out to other attorneys, Mr. Chance Lynch and others. No guarantees. All right, thank you. Thank you for listening to the Queen of Show Talk, Angela Butler.